For people suffering from Parkinson's disease, a disorder of the central nervous system, simply eating a meal can be an ordeal. The most common symptoms of the disease are related to movement. The basic act of getting food from plate to mouth can be difficult and frustrating. But now there might be a solution. Lift Labs, based in San Francisco, California, has developed a small device that tracks and compensates for small vibrations and tremors. Anupam Pathak, the founder and CEO, explains that the technology behind Liftware is similar to the image stabilization feature in high-end cameras. He spoke to VOA via Skype.
So what we've done is taken that same concept and applied it to a handheld device that would help people with a lot larger jitters. So somebody with a neurological disorder might be moving, you know, up to an inch in magnitude. There's a little computer inside that's running an algorithm that would basically sense the person's motion, determine whether that was intentional or unintended, and if it's unintended, move opposite to what that motion does.
The result is that the device remains smooth and level despite the movement of the user's arm or hand. Food that would normally fly off remains on the spoon.
That just makes all the difference in the world, I'm telling you.
Being able to see somebody eat, you know, on their own for the first time, or, you know, even just eat better, has made, you know, it's a hugely impactful thing.
The device costs $295, but Lift Labs also accepts donations to help those who cannot afford to buy one.
We just have a donate button for whatever amount people would like, and what we're doing is we're collecting those so once we get enough for a device, we'll actually send it out to the International Tremor Foundation or any one of the other Parkinson's foundations, and they have a list of people that might be coming from economic hardship and wouldn't be able to get a device like this.
A spoon is currently the only attachment for the Liftware device, but Pathak promises that more attachments, like a deeper soup spoon and a fork, will be available soon. Brian Allen, VOA News.